Hello, students. It's been a while. Professor Mortimer here once again. Welcome back to another episode of my radio horror podcast, Apparitions. I know. You're thinking, Professor Mortimer, where have you been? Where indeed? Sometimes I don't really know. I can't remember yesterday most days, and tomorrows are often quite hazy as well. But maybe I'm foreshadowing today's story a bit too heavily. Back to this podcast. Did you really think that it was over? I'm sure you've all been on pins and needles, anxiously awaiting a new creative missive from your favorite lecturer of supernatural anthropology. Okay, fine, I know. No one was waiting for anything. But I am still so very delighted to be back on the microphone with another bit of terrifying tintinabulation for you. And this one is, in fact, quite timely, because as we all know, from March 2020 until only recently, we were all getting through social distancing and shutdowns and isolation in our own special ways. Some of us were getting swole, as I believe the kids say. Some of us retreated into our bookshelves and liquor cabinets, guilty as charged. And then there were those of us working on our kitchen skills. Which brings me to this show's protagonist. And lucky for us, he's podcasting his culinary experiments, no matter how gruesome. From playwright Tyrus Holden, let's listen to Melts in Your Mouth.
Bonjour and bon appétit, you culinary connoisseurs. It is I, your host, Pierre Leroux, popping in the oven another episode of Cackalacky Kitchen, the hottest podcast dish not being served by the Food Network, sharing the latest recipes, kitchen tips, lard-filled laughs, tenderloin tears,
sweet tears of the innocent.
But first, a word from our sponsor. Got yeast? You do now. Talk to old Pierre if you feel the need to rise up. Cultivated from the finest organic specimens, my personal brand of yeast will leaven your mood. And we're back.
We're back.
Last week, we left off with a discussion of dishes from the 19th century. Our dialogue,
your monologue,
about the baked Alaska got me thinking of that chili cheek warmer ice cream. Now, the baked Alaska gives you a fiery encrusting of meringue, an interior of sponge cake, and a sweet, sweet ice cream.
You're never gonna be on the Great British Baking Show.
It got me thinking. What if you could pack those sensations in the ice cream itself? Explosiveness and that melts in your mouth goodness of a lava ice cream interior? Huh? Well, that's what we're going to be doing for the next few episodes. Making an ice cream that explodes and then melts in your mouth.
Just like you. You can't ignore me forever. I'm growing inside of you, mon petit, mon petit.
That's all the time we have, folks. We'll see you on our next episode. And now, a word from our sponsor. Bonjour and bon appétit, you boiling babies. Pierre Leroux with today's experiment in explosive, melts-in-your-mouth ice cream. You know, last time I was really struck by my own use of the word lava in the description of the ice cream core of a baked Alaska.
Have you ever even eaten baked Alaska?
And I know some of you at home will be saying, but Pierre, that's not what a baked Alaska is like. Well, I'm here to tell you. I don't care what baked Alaska actually tastes like. The question on the tongues of all aspiring gourmets should be, what should baked Alaska taste like?
Like explosions and crimson lava gushing through the crevasses of the stony abyss.
Like explosions and crimson lava gushing through the crevasses of the stony abyss.
Heralding the age of ice that came before and will come after.
Heralding the age of ice that came before and will...
And speaking of ice cream, isn't modern technology wonderful? Okay, take it from the ice cream maker. Now, with this batch, of course, we're going to do the obvious. Cayenne pepper seasoned pop rocks and a creamy, gooey, melty, fudgy, prime beefy, steaky center. Combine it all, right? Everything explosive, everything melty. Oh. Never give up. Try again.
It's what I always tell you.
You tell me nothing. You're a liar.
My father was the prince of lies, and he planted me in you.
Try again.
I'm growing. Every day I'm growing, and one day I'll just pop right out.
And speaking of popovers, check out my website for the best darn
damned
popover recipe this side of where are popovers from? Anyways,
America.
And now a word from our sponsor. Bonjour. Bonjour and bon appetit to my little podcast listeners.
No one can hear you, Pierre. Just me.
Podcast listeners! Listeners on the web. Listeners on the podcast. Today on Kakalaki Kitchen, we have... boy, have we made progress.
We have made progress. I'm growing, Pierre. I'm growing inside of you.
Growing, gone. This week, for our podcast experiment, explodes in your mouth, melts in your mouth, we've been growing a special treat. Hamsters! They explode in the microwave, see? But it doesn't really melt in your mouth. It's actually, it's kind of chewy. Oh, God. Hamsters. Oh, there you are. Try again.
Try
again. and now a word from our sponsor.
Born.
listener. I was wrong, listeners. I was trying to make the explosions inside the ice cream, and when the recipe really needed was explosions outside the ice cream. speaking of sulfuric acid, looks like our acid bath is nice and hot for the chef to create that sweet melts in your mouth flavor. Oh, no! No! Oh, sweet, say no! In we go, Pierre. Set me free! Set me free! Bon appétit! Easy peasy lemon squeezy. Oh, Pierre, look at you. You're all skin and bones. Nom, nom, nom. Melts in your mouth. And now a word from our spot.
Melts in Your Mouth was written by Tyrus Holden and performed, produced, and edited by Robert A.K. Gagneau. It was originally broadcast in the depths of the pandemic as part of the Co-op Theater East's Living Radio series. You may remember my moonlighting gig that I often shill for on this podcast. Well, Haunted Manhattan has fully returned from the dark, socially distanced times to give you a bit of spooky fun when you're in New York City. After my serious academic work and almost as serious podcasting work is complete, I can think of nothing more exciting to do than to share some ghostly history with the eager masses. So come join me for a tour, won't you? Head to hauntedmanhattan.com for a calendar of availability of all of the tours we have on offer. Oh, and use the code APPARITIONS, APPARITIONS, that's the name of this podcast, you remember, for a little discount on me. Again, that's hauntedmanhattan.com. Use the code APPARITIONS. And finally, got an idea for a horror-themed radio play you'd like to hear on the podcast? I'm always happy to meet new collaborators. Email me, theprofessor@apparitionspodcast.com. Until next time, listeners.